Final round of locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we get set for the opening round of the playoffs that start this week. And now we get a chance to talk with the head coach of the Troy Trojans. That is Derek Jasper. It's presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Coach, close out the regular season 7-1, the lone loss a month ago to Centralia, but a big win over Riverside last week, 65-0, to get you set for the first round of the playoffs this week. Talk about that in just a moment, but first of all, just hard to believe that we're finally here to this point. But talk about the 8 weeks we've seen. Your team goes 7-1, and obviously a lot of momentum going into the playoffs.
Yeah, I really think we've gotten a lot better as the years went on, you know, and that's always nice for coaches to see if there's improvement. That means we're doing things right in practice, we're doing things right in film study and things like that. So, you know, it's great to see the improvement in all phases of our game, really. O-line, D-line, skills players doing better. Perimeter blocking has really improved this year, game one to game eight. You know, there's no comparison how we block on the perimeter. So, you know, credit to our guys who, you know, might get bored with some of our drills and stuff in practice, but a credit to them to, you know, keep coming to work every day and doing the things we need to do to just keep improving. And those are the little things like blocking and tackling, things we want to continue to work on. So really proud of our kids and what they've done in the regular season.
Was there a certain individual or maybe aspect of the team, whether it was offense or defense, that really outperformed your expectations going into the year? Was there, just kind of a certain individual or maybe an aspect of the team that really outperformed what you expected coming in?
Well, you know, everybody's going to point to Reagan Hartman at quarterback, you know, a first-year quarterback in the season that he's had. But I really point to the offensive line. We have four seniors up there: Jake Clary, Abe Houghton, Pierce Keller, and Kemper Clary, then a junior, Brogan Morris. You know, we had some question marks about those. We knew Kemper was an all-state returner, but, you know, the other four, you know, we had some concerns and question marks about them entering the season. And, boy, we didn't give up a sack again last week, so we haven't given up a sack since week one, and we're a team that throws the ball quite a bit. So that's very impressive. You know, we put in a terrible rushing game performance against Australia. That was the game, I think we had 23 carries for like 32 yards. We just could not run the ball. We kept trying to, couldn't get anything going. And I think they've done a great job since that point of improving their run blocking also. So, you know, those guys stand out to me as great improvements.
65-0, the win over Riverside last week. How big was it to get a win like that and have that momentum kind of carry into this preparation?
That was a big win for us. Our kids were jacked up all week, you know, a rival that we haven't played for a while. But, you know, the kids are all friends. They all know each other, so there's kind of bragging. You know, being able to host a home playoff game was on the line as well. It was certainly our most complete performance of the season, offense, defense, special teams, a really well-rounded game in all phases, and that's kind of what we wanted. And we got to be playing our best football right now, and we certainly did that Friday night in all phases. And, you know, Percy Duncan went down with an injury early in that game, and I think that really changed what Riverside could do offensively and also defensively without him. You know, in 1A football, when you lose a player of his caliber, you just don't have somebody ready to step in. You're really just not prepared for that situation. So I think that kind of put them in some disarray. They didn't have a punter even after another kid, I think, got hurt. So that gave us some short fields, and that's what really racked the score up. But we were really in a rhythm on offense, really balanced. We had 124 yards rushing at halftime and 137 yards passing at halftime, with 12 rush attempts, 14 pass attempts, and that's the kind of balance that we strive for when we get to this point in the season. And our defense did a great job. I think they only had 2 first downs against our varsity defense. We stopped them twice on 4th-and-1. So a great overall performance, but that injury really did hurt Riverside in that game.
It's going to be Troy and Mission Valley to kick off the playoffs this week. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on Kansaland Radio. We continue our conversation with Derek Jasper, head coach of Troy. It's brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm and Anderson Meats. They get set for a home playoff game this week against Mission Valley. They finished runner-up in District number 4 behind Centralia. 7-1, the Trojans heading into the playoff week. Coach, how nice is it to get a playoff game at home?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, these kids haven't had a playoff game at home since they've been in high school. So I think we'll really be pumped up for it. We're going to start early at 6 o'clock, so that's a kind of a note for everybody to remember. So Mission Valley can get back home a little bit earlier. But it's going to be real exciting to have these seniors get to play one more game at home at least. Maybe, you know, we keep rolling, we can get another one at home. But this is the last one, you know, guaranteed at home. So I think our guys will be jacked up, ready to go. We just got to have that same focus and preparation that we did have for our rival Riverside last week. This is a team, you know, we don't know. We don't really even have any common opponent. So always kind of an interesting deal to see if our kids are really locked in.
Yeah, it's really different when we get to the playoffs because a lot of teams, you know, have the luxury of maybe playing someone within their own league they're familiar with. This ain't really the case as you get a Mission Valley team. They finished 3rd in District 3. That was behind St. Mary's and Jefferson County North. This is a Vikings team that went 3-5. They've lost their last two games as to the two teams I just mentioned, St. Mary's and Jefferson County North. They played some teams out of the Northeast Kansas League, also teams like Osage City, Council Grove. They're out of the Flint Hills League. So how much film have you been able to watch? You know, how much of a deep dive have you really gotten into this Vikings team, and what kind of team are they?
Well, we do a good job of preparing. We certainly watched them play St. Mary's and JCN. So two really good teams. So if that's who you want to watch them watch, you want to watch them play against a couple good teams. So they're a spread team. Got a kind of a dynamic quarterback. Our defense coordinator thinks he might be one of the best quarterbacks we've played all year as far as like moving around and being able to throw the ball. I mean, we've played some good quarterbacks, but they spread it out and he likes to run around and make plays happen. And, you know, going to be dangerous, you know, if he gets loose. And they also got a couple good receivers, some big, probably bigger than we are size-wise in the trenches, but our guys have done a good job, O-line, D-line, of really kind of playing undersized, but really doing a good job there. So, kind of a difficult scout because they run some trick plays. They run a lot of formations. So just, you know, our kids just got to go out and play football. Defensively, I think they'll be pretty scrappy and stingy. I think they'll make it a little harder for us to move the ball. I don't think we're going to have one of those 50-0 at half times or anything like that. I think it's going to have to be a really well-earned victory Friday night.
Well, let's talk about a few keys and just kind of the expectations. What do you want to see from your team, and what's it going to take to move on to the next round of the playoffs next week?
Well, turnovers for us are always a big deal. We've done a good job taking care of the football this year on offense, and we've done a good job taking away the football against Riverside. They had 3 turnovers, and we had 0. So that was a big key in that game and why it probably kind of got out of hand score-wise. So turnovers, and we've done a good job of not having those holding penalties or those false starts or those things that put us behind the chains on offense. And we've done a good job with no penalties on defense, too. So turnovers and penalties, and then mainly just for us is just, man, let's get focused in and locked in on an opponent we don't know, really, and see how it goes.
There it is. Troy head coach Derek Jasper joining us. Trojans at home to open up the playoffs this week. Class 1A, they will host the 3-5 Mission Valley Vikings. An earlier start time on Friday, it'll be at 6. It's a longer road trip there for Mission Valley. Coach, we appreciate it as always. It's been fun throughout the course of the year. Thanks for joining us. Good luck in the playoff run, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, and Brandon, if you don't mind, you know, we've been talking about football, but I wouldn't mind publicly sending out my thoughts and prayers to Nick Bumler. You know, lost his wife last week. Our football team's really been lifting up him and his kids and, you know, trying to pray for their comfort and strength during this time. So, you know, football's just a game, and that was a really big deal. And our kids really bought into really praying for Nick this week, and we're going to continue to do that. So appreciate all you've done all year for us, and I've really enjoyed the chat. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Well said. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. We'll see you.